my discharge from 41. Took a place on the San Diego County line. Feel funny being a civilian again. It'd been some time. My wife had died a year ago. I was still trying to find my way back home. I went to work for the INS on the line with the California Border Patrol. Bobby Ramirez was a 10-year veteran, and we became friends. His family was from Guanajuato, so the job, it was different for him. Said there is death in the deserts and the mountains. They all they got to the smuggler's rings. We send them home, they come right back again. Carl, hunger is a powerful thing. But I was good at doing what I was told. I kept my uniform pressed and clean. At night I chased their shadows through the arroyos and ravines. Drug runners, farmers with their families, young women with little children by their sides. Come night we'd wait out in the canyons, try to keep them from crossing the line. The first time that I saw her, she was in the holding pen. Eyes met and she looked away, then she looked back again. Her hair was black as coal, her eyes reminded me of what I'd lost. She had a young child crying in her arms. I asked, "Senor, is anything I can do?" There's a bar in Tijuana wherein me and Bobby drank the same people sent back the day before. We met there, she said her name was Lisa. She was from Sonora and just come north. We danced, I held her in my arms. I knew what I would do. She said she had some family in Derrick County. She had a child and a younger brother could just get. At night they come across the living, and the searchlight's dusty glow. We're rushing in our Broncos, forcing back down in the river below. She climbed into my truck, she leaned toward me and we kissed. As we drove, her brother's shirt slipped open. I saw the tape across his chest. We were just about on the highway when Bobby's Jeep came up in the dust on my right. I pulled over and lit my engine run. I stepped out into his lines. I felt myself move. Felt my gun rest beneath my hand. Stood there staring at each other as all through the arroyo she ran. Bobby Ramirez, he never said nothing. 6 months later I left the line. I drifted the Central Valley and took what work that I could find. At night I searched the local bars in the migrant towns, looking for my Louisa with the black hair falling down.